Thinking twice before you get pregnant. Before you get pregnant, there are a couple of things that you should give some serious thought to in order to make your life run a bit more smoothly once you decide to begin trying to conceive. Here are some of the basics. Health insurance. Before you even think about getting pregnant, be sure that you do a health insurance checkup. For example, be sure of what exactly your insurance covers and whom. Is your practitioner on the list? Which facilities do they allow you to go to? Do they cover well baby care? Do they cover midwives and birth centers? What would your copay be? Do they cover high-risk prenatal care? Do they have any special prenatal programs? Since you have the ability to change insurances typically only once a year, do your planning ahead of time rather than getting stuck with poor coverage or getting stuck not being able to see the care providers you'd like to see. Dietary supplements. You should learn dietary supplements before you are pregnant. When it comes to dietary supplements for a pregnant woman, what is not included in the formulation of particular dietary supplements is as important as what is included in dietary supplements. There are some ingredients that need to be avoided when a pregnant woman is using dietary supplements. Finances. Of course, money plays an issue when thinking about babies. You will need to consider the costs of having a baby from health insurance copayments to daycare or a reduction in income. Are your housing and car situations good, or will you need an upgrade? And let's not forget diapers, car seats, and all the things babies need. Health. The obvious thing on this list is getting a preconceptional health checkup. What may not be obvious is that you both need to have a checkup. More and more, we're learning that dad's health does indeed affect the baby's health. Be specific when visiting your practitioner. Tell them straight up that you are trying to get pregnant. This will ensure that you get the best advice. They will screen you for chronic conditions as well as do a routine physical. This is also a great time to discuss birth control and how to discontinue it. Family leave policies. Before getting pregnant is the best time to find out about family leave policies. You can get this information in your company's handbook or from your human resources office. Since there are a lot of companies who provide both maternity leave and paternity leave, you should both look into this policy. You will also want to know how the Family Medical Leave Act, FMLA, works for you. In addition to talking about straight time off after the baby, this is also a good time to ask about bed rest policies should you have a complicated pregnancy, as well as taking time off for a sick baby or pediatrician appointments and prenatal care. Life insurance and wills. While no one wants to think about death just when you're planning a new life, but the truth is I'd be remiss not to mention it. Ensuring that you have a decent life insurance policy, either through work or privately, is a must when kids are involved. This allows your family to ensure that they are well cared for should something happen to you. A will is also a necessity. If you and/or your spouse were to pass on, you'd want to spell out your wishes for your baby, child, in the future, including who you would want to care for them.